去到以情六，而設於薄扶林南的五幅土地公營房屋發展計劃的社福設施，此議程由社會福利署提出，環境衛生文件16/2022號。咁我哋繼續啦，歡迎殷麗明女士同埋黃慧玉女士繼續出席會議同埋討論我哋嘅議程六啦。咁我哋希望社會福利署嘅代表簡介有關嘅議程，唔該。
唔該曬主席。咁就首先講一講咧，即係關於喺薄扶林南嘅五幅土地嘅公營房屋上面一啲社福設施。咁其實嗰個背景咧，點解都即係會有呢一個咁嘅項目咧？咁就首先就係大家都應該一定知道咧，就係華富村咧會重建嘅。咁所以咧就之前房屋署都曾經有喺議會上邊都有講過，重建嘅時候咧頭兩期咧就會喺薄扶林南咧有五幅嘅土地咧就係配合做一個即係接收嘅土地嘅用途咁樣。咁第二個背景有關嘅咧，咁就係喺2020年嘅施政報告咧，其實就即係有講到咧。之後的公營房屋的項目是必須要預留大概是 5% 的總住用面積是做福利的用途，以解決我們福利的處所事實都不足夠的問題。所以因為這樣的緣故，所以在這五幅用地上面，除了是將華富村原本要重建的時候需要重置的11個項目要搬來這五幅土地，就亦都我們就因應需要同埋嗰個人口而引致所需要應該有嘅福利用途咧，就係加設咗六個新嘅項目咁樣。所以呢一個呢一份嘅文件咧，就係講翻呢一件事嘅。咁如果想知道有關項目咧，其實就喺附件二嗰度有講，咁就會就住華景街、華富村以北啊，同埋華樂徑嚇，這個咧就係第一期華富村重建涉及有五棟嘅公屋啊嗰、那個即係嘅重置同埋新增嘅一啲項目啦。咁另外咧就有雞籠灣南同埋雞籠灣北呢兩塊土地咧，就係華富村嘅即係重建第二期嘅時候咧，涉及11棟嘅公屋咧，就重置嘅時候所會轉過嚟嘅服務啦，同埋再加咗有幾個新嘅項目咁樣。咁就住咧呢一個文件，就睇一睇各位議員咧有冇啲乜嘢嘅意見或者提問。
好，有冇委員有提問？林木新議員，
唔該主席。咁我想問一下咧，而家現時咧華富村有啲服務嘅單位噶，咁呢啲服務單位如果咁樣搬過去咧，涵唔涵接到嗰、那個總嘅服務人嘅人噶？係啦，我想問一下，因為有啲咧要等到去雞籠灣北嗰啲咧，咁但係呢啲機構之前咧係都有服務噶嘛，咁會唔會有所影響？咁另外咧就有新增咗有六個是那個新增服務的，那我想問一下這新增這六個服務呢，將來是不是以招標形式啊，還是是怎樣模式去處理的呢？麻煩。
好，有沒有其他司文文議員？
I'm aware that not all the sites at these are equal. So the future MTR station will be closer to Woking Street. And the Kalawan North is up the hill, and it has somewhat poor connectivity in terms of footbridges to get there. So I'm just wondering whether there is a need to take into account future access to the MTR and making sure that the people with greater need have easier access, so that in terms of the location for particular services, you're going to be at the center of the Wafu Wakwai area and not on the outside. So Kalawan North is really on the outside. If you put any facilities there, and somebody's in Wafu Estate in the future after redevelopment or the Wakwai Estate, it's actually quite far. And it's not easy to get there because it's up the hill. It's quite a big level difference. So I wonder whether the WSD in its planning for the facilities is looking at the development of Wafu in the future. So not only the 5 estate, but the full redevelopment. And then considers what are the best locations for these facilities based on the fact that EMTR will be located somewhere in the center, and that the this area is a steep hill. So the bottom to the top is about 250 MPD difference. So that we're going to be, we have to be very careful with picking the sites for people with greater needs, and therefore this distribution list that you've given of these facilities, I just wonder whether that is the smartest way of dealing with that. So that's my question.
Okay.
多謝議員的提問，首先就回答呢，究竟 是,、就是那個是否配合得到呢，就是那個重建然後就搬了過去的項目，大致上呢我們那個做法呢，其實就是只要是那一期就需要重建的時候呢，就是說那裡的服務呢，其實原本呢都是最主力咧，就係會服務係嗰一群人啦。咁所以咧，就當嗰、那個嗰棟樓要係搬嘅時候咧，就係、是、連埋喺嗰度嘅所有嘅服務咧，都一齊係重置。咁咧就應該係最能夠配合到咧，係使用開嗰啲服務嘅人啦。咁除咗當中有一間咧，就係、是、幼兒學校就將會重置喺華富村以北嘅。咁而家幼兒學校就應該係喺將會華富村重建嘅第二期嗰邊嘅，咁即係話咧，佢會早咗咧就過咗嗰邊。咁我相信咧，當時都會考慮到咧，因為即係幼兒學校都需要有攞牌嗰個問題啦。咁同埋咧就解釋緊，當有新嘅公屋興建嘅時候咧，佢嗰個火即係能夠有嗰個單位咧，其實都係比原本從至嗰五棟公屋咧係為多嘅，咁所以咧就可能都有啲即係新嘅居民咧會搬遷入嚟，咁啊需要咧就幼兒嘅服務就即係比較早需要都唔定咁樣，咁所以咧就當中都係盡量配合咗咧，就係而家究竟喺嗰個地方有嘅，就係、是、整體咁樣咧就係、是、搬到去相關嗰個期數咁樣，咁就應該咧都係可以即係。叫做是幫到咧，即係有關住喺嗰度嘅居民啦，咁樣。咁至於咧就新增嗰啲服務，係咁新增嘅服務咧，其實我哋而家暫時去睇嚟咧，其實我哋新增服務嘅時候咧就睇咗一啲嘅概念嘅，咁就係咧如果根據即係我哋即係香港嗰、那個即係規劃咧、那個標準咧，咁就係跟人口咧，就係、是、每有幾多人口就係、是、需要有幾多服務，咁所以咧就目前新增嗰啲項目咧，都係即係留意住咧，緊嗰個人口嘅增長係需要啲咩服務，咁而當中咧亦都好特別咧，就係、是、會有一啲嘅安老院舍嘅服務啦，咁嗰個目的咧就係、是、其實即係人口老化。需要嗰、那個即係安老服務嘅單位咧，其實比較多。咁而安老服務嗰個單位咧，一般嚟講都係盡量希望咧設置翻喺即係唔同嘅區域都有嘅。咁所以咧喺南區呢一個地方重建嘅時候咧，亦都已經加咗好多呢一類嘅服務落去咁樣。咁至於咧喺呢一啲嘅發展嘅時候咧，有冇睇翻啊嗰個交通嘅近唔近個地鐵站咧？咁樣或者嗰、那個即係嗰個配置應該係點咧？咁咁如果喺社福署嗰個層面嚟講，其實就大部分服務因為是跟人口的，咁如果怎睇翻咧，嗰個人口咧都相對是類似嘅，即係譬如開頭有五個即係五棟嘅公屋去重置嘅時候咧，就搬咗去第一期啊，咁就嗰個地方咧都係比較近嘅。咁當然咧，去到後面嗰啲期數咧，就係基隆灣南同埋北嘅時候咧，就的確係比較遠，同埋咧即係真係個山坡咁樣。咁但係嗰度咧就將會嗰個人數咧，嗰、那個户數單位咧都比較多。咁所以咧就應該喺去到嗰時嘅時候，即係呢個係社署以外可以即係處理到問題。但我相信咧就應該都有一啲交通上面嘅配置。咁而去的人口咧，都係可以係享用到就喺翻嗰一個地方嘅服務咁樣。咁至於同埋整個華富村嗰個規劃咧，其實講得啱嘅，其實華富村咧嚟緊，當佢重置咗去頭先講呢五幅土地之後咧，其實佢成個規劃將會咧都會再係重建嘅。而重建嘅時候咧，我哋係會根據嗰個人口咧，再係增加好多唔同嘅社福設施，包括俾小朋友啦，俾長者。 殘疾人士或者青少年咁，咁到時都會係根據嗰個地方咧，同埋所有嘅一啲人口嘅預計咧，就再有唔同嘅服務配置咁樣。咁啊，大概係咁。唔該曬主席。
先問問你。
So I urge WSD to be proactive. You know, the housing authority has done their first designs for the five estates, then to wait for the MTR, then they have to do the redevelopment plan for Wafu estate. So, but I'm worried that you know, we're going to be stuck with this suboptimal plan if you don't look at the whole area as a whole and say, okay, what is this area going to look like in 2040 when Wafu is redeveloped together with the five other estates? What would be the ideal scenario? Where is the MTR? Where are the people going to live? Where do I want the facilities? And then already I think WSD should be pushing to be having their floor areas included in the plans, and that you state those up front. Otherwise, I think you're going to be working with all these, you know, Kalimantan South is far away, Kalimantan North is far away, and you're going to be all over the place. So actually, somehow I think WSD would be better to have very central located a hub where all your services are being provided, close to the MTR where people travel through, rather than on the outlying sites. You need some satellite services close to where people live. You need some local service, but you need a hub for your services, and that needs to be easily accessible on the route from people between work and home, and between going out and home. And because it's such a steep slope side, you want to be there in the center so that you have the best access. And I think you have to make that very clear to the housing authority and to the architectural services department as they're planning the site, that you're going to get that space. Otherwise, we're just looking at a misfit in the future, and it would be a pity. Thank you.
Thank
you.
唔該主席，我想問咧，即係而家新增嗰啲服務機構咧，係例如咧長者日間護理中心，係而家係做緊啦，將來遷入去嘅新增啊，定還是係重新係要招標啲機構入去做咧？我先查，頭先好似未答呢個問題。
係唔好意思，答漏咗呢個問題，真係。啊，咁咧就其實新增嗰六個項目咧，其實同而家所有新增項目都一樣，係需要招標嘅。咁就唔係即係重置嗰啲咧，就係原本嗰、那個服務嘅即係機構啦。咁但係其他嗰六個項目都係需要重新招標。
好，我都想問兩個簡單問題。第一個問題就係喺雞龍灣北新增項目入邊嘅精神復原人士輔助宿舍咧，嗰、那個情況我哋可唔可以了解多少少個情況係佢哋大約點樣運作啦？即係佢哋係喺入邊啦，定係幾再會出嚟幾不協調啊？咁對我哋嘅居民有冇任何即係潛在影響啦？可唔可以講少少呢個咧？另一樣嘢咧，我見到幼兒中心嗰度咧，幼兒中心係點樣運作嘅？可唔可以都多知多少少啊？唔該曬。
好，咁咧就首先講一講咧，就係精神復原人士嘅輔助宿舍先啦，咁樣。咁呢一個咧就其實係俾一啲已經係有精神病，但係佢哋已經係經醫生評估係已經復原啦。佢其實咧就係準備出去獨立生活嘅，即係翻返去自己屋企啊，或者係另外有佢嘅計劃。咁但係咧就喺呢個過渡嘅時間咧，就可以過一啲半獨立嘅生活。咁就等佢哋咧可以更加做好個準備咧，就重返個社區。咁因為佢哋咧都已經係即係復原得好啦，同埋咧就都係可以自己有獨立嘅生活啦。咁所以咧，其實喺嗰個居住就都係職員嗰個協助咧都係有限度嘅。啊，不過咧就喺當中咧就都會係有唔同嘅服務單位啦，就有社工啦去跟進佢哋嘅情況咁樣。咁而一般嚟講咧，因為佢哋都係準備過獨立嘅生活啦，咁所以佢哋咧喺各方面嗰個自我照顧能力都係要好啦。 可以自己煮嘢啦，可以洗衫啊、家務啊、即係購物啊，各樣嘅生活都係自己係處理得到啊。咁就另外咧就係、最重要就係佢已經係有一份工，係或者係接受緊一啲即係職業嘅訓練啊，準備咧就係翻去工作咁樣啊。咁就其實嗰個單位咧嗰、那個人數係好少嘅啫，咁就係20個。咁就呢一種服務咧就如果即係有呢個服務咧，就係、令到呢一啲半獨立生活嘅精神復原人士咧，佢哋就可以翻去屋企生活之前咧，就可以有一啲時間咧係處理好即係同屋企人啊適應嗰個問題咁樣，同埋佢翻工嗰個問題咁。咁啊，大概係咁嘅。咁目前咧就其實係精神復原人士輔助宿舍咧，其實喺全香港咧就係有5間咯。咁啊，咁陸續咧，我哋都會按照即係究竟係根據嗰個人口嘅需求嚇，應該需要有幾多嘅唔同種類嘅殘疾人士宿舍同埋輔助宿舍咧，就再會係陸續喺唔同嘅處所度增加咁樣。另外咧就係講一講咧，就係我估呢度咧就都先講下，我相信就大家可能會有少少擔心嘅，因為係一啲精神病康復嘅人士咁樣。咁但係頭先正如頭先所講啦，其實咧就佢哋都已經係嗰個情況復原都好啦，同埋就都係可以半獨立生活。咁換句話講咧，如果我哋冇呢一類嘅宿舍嘅時候咧，即係從前冇啦，咁佢哋直接就喺咗社區裡面生活咁樣。咁就會個情況係咁啦。咁啊，咁啊，講一講咧就係幼兒中心。咁幼兒中心咧同而家講喺華富村有一間幼兒學校有啲咩唔同咧咁啦。咁幼兒學校咧就其實係2至6歲嘅。咁換句話講，其實係等於係一個全日制嘅幼稚園。咁過往就真係叫做幼兒學校啦咁啊。咁至於幼兒中心咧，我哋講緊咧就係0至3歲嘅小朋友嘅一個服務。咁啊都係一般嘅市民啦，有其他原因，可能就純粹因為工作咁樣，咁所以佢唔能夠咧喺日間自己照顧小朋友。咁所以咧就會將即係3歲以下啲小朋友有咧就會即係接受幼兒中心嘅一個服務咁樣，咁就當中咧就幼兒中心係要攞牌嘅，係即係要根據呢個幼兒服務嘅條例咧係得到允許先至可以營運咁。咁當中咧亦都嚴格規管咧，究竟即係每一個幼兒工作員係要即係負責幾多個3歲以下嘅小朋友咁。咁一般嚟講都係全日制嘅。咁就星期一至五，咁即係都係就翻咧，就係家長需要翻工，咁放工通常咧就係翻工嘅時候咧，就擺低小朋友啦，放工嘅時候咧就去接翻。咁每一間幼兒中心咧嗰、那個大致嘅人數咧、那個名額會係100個。
好，唔該曬。有冇其他委員有提問？如果冇，我問到最後一個問題，唔好意思。針對翻個幼兒中心咧，因為華富村嘅重建咧，講緊之後嚟緊係非常之耐嘅事啦。咁我睇下，即係當然處方因就考慮過未來，即係推算嗰個人口比例啊，即係或者組成啊。咁呢個數字係比起即係成個人口。你哋推測嘅係，即係已經係一個計算咗個數字啊，比起其他區會唔會少啊？咁即係譬如即係其他地區啦，我意思係個幼兒中心夠足唔足夠啊？有冇多啲呢方面嘅數字補充俾我哋？
其實咧，目前咧喺我哋南區咧就冇一種呢一種嘅幼兒中心嘅。咁呢一種0至3歲幼兒中心咧，我哋通常就會稱呼佢係一個即係資助，即係政府資助嘅獨立幼兒中心咁樣。咁就而唔係咧頭先講嘅幼兒學校，就係即係0至2歲或者2歲咧，就附設喺一間幼稚園嗰度咁。咁喺南區我哋目前冇嘅，其實咁但係點樣會去做嗰個規劃咧？咁就係由2年前開始啦，就透過有一個即係一個報告啦，咁有顧問報告嘅準則之後咧，就制定咗香港規劃嘅標準同埋準則啦。咁就會係咧每25,000個人口就會設100個資助 獨立幼兒中心的名額的。咁當中咧就已經係計算咗咧，究竟係即係假設緊咧，其實係每25,000個人口咧，就將會涵蓋咧就有幾多個小朋友咁樣。咁而家目前咧，我哋因為嗰、那個五幅嘅土地咧，個總人口咧估計會係26,000咁上下啦，咁所以咧當時就喺呢一度加設咗一間，咁你話南區會唔會係繼續有咧？咁當然係諗，因為自從咧係有呢一個規劃之後咧，其實就會係完全跟翻呢個準則。咁只要有嗰一區裡面咧係有一個25,000嘅人口咧，就會係提議設立一間。咁目前而家我哋因為都係舊嘅區裡面咧，處所係唔足夠啦。咁但係當有唔同嘅發展嘅時候咧，都會睇翻嗰區周邊嘅情況，而係盡量爭取咧係會加設幼兒中心嘅。
好，咁該曬，我希望呢幼兒中心會多啲出現喺我哋南區啦，因為呢個都好同我哋嘅出生率分分鐘係息息相關。大家委員有冇其他提問？如果冇啊，做個總結啦，多謝曬主方嚟講呢個項目啦。咁我見到大部分嘅設施都係非常之有意義嘅，同埋都好針對翻我哋人口老化嘅問題啦。咁我見到尤其係幼兒中心嘅位置都係比較中間咧，比較適宜嘅，都係因為四方八面，但係照顧小朋友都唔係簡單。咁啊，明白司馬明遠啱啱都有講嗰啲位置上嘅問題啦，尤其加上灣北嗰個情況咯。但我睇過成個規劃上，我諗有啲嘢都係比較難以避免。咁啊，我明白處方已經盡力㗎啦。咁如果大家都冇其他問題咧，就我哋結束今次嘅議程。多謝社會福利處出席會議啊！